أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Still with regard to the event when Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah gave him the knowledge from Allah's side, Allama Adam al-Asma. And then when Allah Ta'ala tested the malaika, and then they accepted, La ilma lana, we don't have that knowledge which you have given to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. From here, ulama have deduced this very important point, that to engage in the acquisition of deeni knowledge of deen, and to acquire it, to teach it, to be engaged with in any way with regard to deeni knowledge is much more superior than nafil ibadat. Malaika engaged in nafil ibadat all the time, continuously. But that did not give them superiority over Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The knowledge which Allah had given him, that knowledge, by that Allah Ta'ala had given him superiority even over the malaika. So much so that Allah commanded the malaika then to even make sajda to him, which was of course never a sajda of ibadat, because ibadat is only of Allah Ta'ala. But it was a sajda of respect and honor, that Allah Ta'ala had ordered the malaika to make to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was all because of that knowledge which Allah Ta'ala, the asma, the names of Allah Ta'ala and the names of things that Allah had given to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So to engage in deeni knowledge over nafal ibadat, our faraz ibadat, of course that comes first. All our faraid, our wajibat, our sunnat muakkada, in namazas, in zakat, in roza, in everything, all that comes first. But nafal ibadat, more better than that, is to engage in acquiring knowledge, teaching knowledge, in being engaged in any aspect of knowledge, whether a person is arranging things, etc., and promoting the knowledge of deen, that is much more superior. Also, the ulama have explained here that this is the knowledge of deen that has got the superiority. And in that also, that knowledge which will bring the fear of Allah and the obedience of Allah. If a person is acquiring deeni knowledge also, but if he hasn't got the fear of Allah Ta'ala, he lives a reckless life, he disobeys Allah Ta'ala, and he hasn't got the obedience of Allah Ta'ala in his life, that is, his faraz ibadat also is not in place, like his faraz namaz, etc., then that is not the knowledge that is being referred to. That knowledge which brings the khashiyat and the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then more superior than this knowledge also is that a person's aqaid and his direction in life must be correct. Today there are those ulama in the world, different places, who have got knowledge as far as deeni knowledge is concerned, which really cannot be surpassed. They've got great knowledge. Arabic language they master very greatly, and in every other aspect also. But at the same time, they not only condone but promote lesbianism. They promote homosexuality. So that kind of knowledge is not being referred to yet. That a person can have all that knowledge and can be fluent in Arabic poetry, in Arabic literature, and when they speak Arabic, it just flows from their tongue. And the deep knowledge they would speak about Quran and about Hadith also, and about the various aspects. But if it leads a person away from deen, then that knowledge is not being referred to. So, yeah, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has made it clear that knowledge is superior to nafal ibadat, and that knowledge which brings the fear of Allah and the obedience of Allah, and that knowledge which is with the correct aqaid. And if a person with all that knowledge is promoting things which are against Islam and which the masses, the ordinary public also know what are the basic things of Islam. But with all that knowledge, if a person is promoting opposite to that, then that is not this knowledge that is being referred to. So, to engage in knowledge, learning, teaching deen, to arrange for, make arrangements for the learning and teaching, and this is all from the maktab system right up to the Darul Uloom and even more further to specialize and to do, go in takhassus. All this knowledge is very virtuous. This knowledge is even for that person who comes and asks a masala about deen. This knowledge is for that alim also, who somebody asks him a masala and then he gives that masala. This is all engaging in the knowledge of deen. And for this, there are these great, great virtues that are mentioned. So Allah give us tawfiq. To engage in nafal ibadat is also extremely good, very important also. But if a person has the choice of engaging in nafal ibadat compared to engaging in acquiring, teaching deen, then that is more superior. And more superior, we must also remember that our aqaid must also be correct and the basics of our deen have to be also correct. Otherwise, acquiring lot of knowledge and a person's aqaid are faulty, then that is not acceptable by Allah Ta'ala either. May Allah give us all tawfiq.